So my government job has some kooky characters. And I'm not saying I'm all that normal, but my head boss, or branch director, is a real winner. She's like one of those bratty little rich girls who wants her birthday party to go exactly how she wants it, except she's our boss and can actually get her way, to our chagrin. She's always talking about professionalism and integrity, and yet 2 weeks ago she was running around the office like a little five-year-old wetting people with a water balloon. Yeah, I'm supposed to take that seriously. So when she got to me, she was disappointed that her balloon popped and soaked the whole side of my cubicle, and how embarrassing it would be if this grown-ass woman damaged office equipment because of this. She didn't even consider the possible consequences that could have happened if she did get me. And speaking of the nonsensical, we have these weekly office meetings that can easily be summarized in a mass office email, which I can then easily ignore and go about my day. I say this because only about 20% of what is said in those meetings even warrant one. And that's just a conservative estimate. In one meeting, my highly esteemed director waxed poetic for 20 minutes on the many uses of Bounce fabric softener sheets. And yet, I'm the rude one if my body shuts down and I accidentally snore for a bit. Since we're bringing up immaturity, on Labor Day or Memorial Day weekend, you know, one of those patriotic holidays, she generously allowed us to dress down, but only if we wore red, white, and blue colors. In one of those days, she even drew these retarded-looking stars that she made a group of us cut out so that everyone could wear proudly. She wants us to be professional, maintain the integrity of the office, and yet she gives us daycare activities. Oh, and don't even get her started on Rumpelstiltskin. I'm way too old for story hour. Anyway, that's my time. Thanks for indulging me.
Julio from NY.com.